Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here in Foley Square. We're taking a look at the New York State Supreme Court today. We're still waiting for what had been promised to be Judge Engoron's decision in the Letitia James versus Trump Organization case. He'd said by the end of January there was an after-arising letter from the monitor. So some are saying it'll be next week. I don't know. All I know is we'll be on alert for that and for the D.C. Circuit decision on immunity in Trump's other case down there. But, of course, there are other cases, and some of them are pretty... They're just about an individual, but Joshua Schulte, who was convicted in three trials. First he got a mistrial, then they kept rolling. In any event, he's going to be sentenced today for, essentially, for leaking from the CIA, where he was an employee, Vault 7, which were the U.S.'s malicious hacking tools. He leaked them, it is as determined at trial, to WikiLeaks, Vault 7. And the U.S. government, the U.S. Department of Justice, is asking for life in prison. That'll be today at 2:15. Maybe difficult to cover it, but we're going to be covering it. Hopefully it won't be that difficult. Also in that same courthouse, 40 Foley, we've won some unsealing. This time, again, and again, it's an individual case. A woman who was a literary agent. We won't get into her many problems. She was she pled guilty to stalking after spending a lot of time in jail. And at her allocution, she said some extraordinary things about Catholic icons and Dunkin' Donuts. She once wrote to Inner City Press and said, take it down or else. So, in any case, there were some filings by DOJ in the case that they just unilaterally sealed. So we wrote in, and yesterday Judge Schofield ordered them to unseal it. And we said we don't want the victim's, this particular victim's name or address. We just want to know on what basis she was released, because she was released. Okay, there's that. Now, here's a serious case. This is the kind of thing that we live to cover. Victims of the October 7th massacre, some who were taken hostage and then released, some families of people killed, have sued Iran, sponsor of Hamas, Syria, a kind of lesser sponsor, less effective at least, and Binance, yes, the cryptocurrency firm, and its former founder CZ, now awaiting sentencing in Washington State, having pled guilty and been not allowed to go back to the UAE and maybe remain there or visit family. Not allowed to go. This was filed in the SDNY. It hasn't been assigned to a judge yet, but it's a big case. And it made me wonder, why hasn't UNRWA been sued? UNRWA is, of course, the UN agency that's now been shown to have had a dozen staff members not only support, participate in the massacre. Of course, the UN can't be sued. That explains a lot. That's why they can throw out the media with absolutely zero accountability. Today, inside the UN, Guyana takes over the UN Security Council. Yes, Guyana, embroiled in its own dispute with Venezuela. We wrote to them. We said, we'd like to ask you some questions at your 1 p.m. press conference, and we're willing to do it by WebEx. We don't even have to go into the building. I'm not even sure I would take the time to go uptown, although I should have a right to go in, where I was a journalist for a long time until they didn't like the questions. No answer from Guyana. Guyana, you're on the clock. Inner City Press, we will not cease.